Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with Pastor Mike Golay from Behold Israel. Mike is the Director of Operations. He is going to share a little bit about not only Behold Israel ministry, but also some of the great things that God is doing in their ministry. Pastor Mike, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much, Mike.
My wife Jeannie and I are big fans of Behold Israel, and if we could, as we start out, maybe you could share a little bit about you and your journey. I understand that you have a wife that's from Israel, and you've done ministry in the Twin Cities and around the United States and around the world. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, that's correct. I basically moved to Israel after college and lived there for 8 years, which of course is where I met my wife. And we were married at the actual site of Megiddo, Armageddon. I always joke and say, I hope that's not prophetic of my marriage in the future. But when I finished my time in Israel, I had a local church here that was my home church that I got saved in. And they were starting a new campus because of their growth. And this is early 2000s. So I moved back to the States with my wife, and we've been here since. Pastored this church for 17 years. We planted it, grew it, and then I transitioned over to Behold Israel after Amir's requests. I loved pastoring so much. It was very difficult for me to let go of that. And that was in 2019 that I went full-time into this role, and I've been in it since.
And Pastor Mike, I know that you've had a chance to live in Israel. I had the privilege of going to the Holy Land back in 2006, and it was a life-changing experience, no doubt. But tell us a little bit about what Behold Israel does, because you do all kinds of things with teaching, resources, events, and even trips to the Holy Land.
We do. We do. We have multi aspects to the ministry. Of course, the most popular one is our online social media /YouTube/Telegram channel ministry. So we report daily news on Telegram, and that is a valuable resource, especially in today's day and age when news agencies have already, since years ago, transitioned to their own agendas. Gone are the days of neutral news. So we provide an accurate, detailed assessment of what's going on in the Middle East and even the world on a daily basis, several times a day on Telegram. We have our teachings on YouTube, Facebook. We have an Instagram where we're posting beautiful photos of Israel, because after all, our organization's name is Behold Israel, and we want people to behold the beauty of Israel. Our teachings, we center around Bible prophecy, and particularly Israel, because that's the linchpin in Bible prophecy. And so there's a plethora of teachings that we disseminate throughout the world, which of course triggers all kinds of invites to churches and building conferences worldwide. So we're constantly traveling, constantly speaking, constantly studying, constantly looking into all of the resources and intel we have for our news updates. But we also do tours, Mike, and we were not able to do those under COVID, as nobody was able to. And we just reopened tours. There's one actually going on right now as we speak. And then we'll have an alumni tour in October and then through 2023. So that's a big part of it. In fact, that's how the ministry got started, is Amir was leading tours as a licensed guide back in the 90s. And he was so good at it, the churches that came on tours would ask him to fly over to their church and speak, which of course would create more interest in tours. And then he'd get more people and more invites, more people, more invites. And so this is really kind of how this all started. And we also have books. Amir is the primary author. We also have Steve Yon. So that just gives people a sample of our ministry. We are a faith-based ministry. We're evangelistic in nature. We insist on teaching in the open square. That's why we're on all of these secular platforms, because you have no idea how many people we can reach on those platforms. It's a great thing that God gave us under COVID to really grow that stuff. So that basically is a nutshell. We're a staff of 14 people scattered throughout the world, and we're not that huge, but each person is really good at what they do.
Well, you know, Pastor Mike, it's been a really neat experience for my wife, Jeannie, and I to get to know more about your ministry. And I know we've been so blessed by the recent book and study about Revelation. And I know Jeannie has some things that she would like to share and ask you about as well.
Hi, Pastor Mike. How are you?
It is great to meet you, Jeannie.
You too.
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. That book has inspired Mike and I so much. I have never in my, well, I've been saved for a long time. We'll just leave it at that. I have never heard a teaching on Revelation before. So getting insight, especially from someone like Amir who knows Hebrew and can decipher some of those things in Revelation, it has been so inspiring. I feel like it has really given Mike and I more of a zeal to reach the world for the gospel. It's just so inspiring. We've learned so much from that book. How do you fit into Behold Israel? You know, like, what is your job? What is, do you have an evangelical type role in that? Are you more like behind the scenes and doing like pushing papers, if you will?
It's a good question. So I do quote it all. So I manage the staff and develop the staff. A lot of paperwork, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. And that's fun because you get to meet people from all over the world, including you, by the way. This came about through a connection.
Sure.
I also do a lot of teaching, and there's a lot of those on our YouTube channel. I travel a lot with Amir, and we do, he'll normally do the larger churches. Sometimes I will too on conferences. But we get a lot of requests from intermediate-sized churches and sometimes small churches. And it grieves us that we can't be everywhere. And
sure,
so
sure.
Being that I'm here in the States and that it's a fraction of the cost, both on the body and on the pocketbook, I take a lot of those U.S.-based requests.
Sure.
We also have projects, Jeannie. We like the book or like launching a new marketing campaign. So I'm heavily involved in a lot of that and oversee the people that are doing the actual heavy lifting behind that. So the director of operations, it's a pretty consistent title with what you'd find in any organization, business, or ministry. And that's my role.
Great. Do you find that in these, it seems like, later days that we're living in, that your ministry has become more popular and people are more interested in what you guys have to tell the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when the pandemic launched, everyone was looking for answers. Everybody was feeling anxiety. And so they turned to the internet because they were home and they had time. And anyway, they were on the internet, you know, watching their entertainment apps. And so that's when Behold Israel really just ballooned, and the teachings in particular and the broadcasts. For example, we'll have roundtable discussions and we'll have guests. Most of the time it's Pastor Barry Stagner from Tustin, California, and Jan Markell, who's stationed up here in Minneapolis. And we look at topics, or we'll have a Q&A, for example, on another broadcast.
Sure.
Or we'll release new teachings. And it should be said that we actually traveled under COVID. And I almost missed that because all the airplanes were empty and
wow.
The airports were empty, and it was really, really nice.
Sure.
Now it's the other way around. And we do have a very thankful heart to all of our people that have followed us and trust us with the content. And God has blessed us beyond what we could ever ask or think. And we recognize that He deserves the glory.
We are talking to Pastor Mike Golay, the Director of Operations for Behold Israel. Their website, if you'd like to find out more information, beholdisrael.org. And Behold Israel also has a comprehensive app with all kinds of resources, a store, teaching materials, CDs, DVDs, you name it, and even information about their upcoming tours and events. Pastor Mike, I know we are based in Janesville, Wisconsin. We are heard in over 60 countries around the world, so that kind of encompasses many of the places that you guys go or will go. But do you ever get to the Midwest a little bit closer to us so we can come and see you and Amir?
We do. In fact, recently we were going to have a conference in my church that I pastored. However, this is a decision we had to make. We had a 5-week-long tour. We had to cut 2 weeks out, and so that was one of the events that got on the chopping block. But we do try to get to the Midwest. We had that annual conference with Jan Markell. That was her conference, and she would invite us to it. And Jan is not able to do those conferences on that level anymore. But we are. We just won't do it as big. We usually prefer to work through churches and then have the marketing go out and have people register. But I won't be able to rest unless I, you know, have something here in my own hometown. I had it, but we had to put it on the chopping block. So stay tuned, Mike.
Awesome. Well, there's nothing that Jeannie and I would love more than to meet you and Amir in person. And just thank you for your ministry and all the great things that you're doing. Maybe you could give us a little snapshot of some of the things that are coming up yet this year in 2022 and some of the exciting things, if you can share. I know some things are still in the works, but some exciting news for 23.
Well, we are excited because we've just brought the tours back. So I just said that we're on one right now. We are going to be releasing a series of new teachings. I have one on the 144,000 in the book of Revelation. Amir has one on the judgments of God that we released. And you can expect to see our YouTube channel begin to have those new teachings to help people understand Bible prophecy. And I like how you mentioned that earlier. We have that Jewish perspective, the Hebraic perspective. And it's like watching TV in high definition 4K versus just 480p, for those techies out there that understand that. We are excited, Mike, to release next month the new book, By Way of Deception, which is a sequel to Operation Yoktan. These are fiction thrillers. And what these guys do, what Steve and Amir do, is they take the intel, the military intel, combine it into a fiction book with a narrative, with a plot. And they inform the world through a creative means. And they have this key character named Nir Tavor. He's an Israeli Mossad agent who has to come face to face with the gospel and struggle with all of the things that Jewish people struggle, or people in general struggle. So we also plan to visit some new countries again. We had to postpone some. One was the Philippines. That'll happen in January. We're going to send Amir to Eurospirit in Holland in May. We've got Australia, New Zealand. I'm working on Brazil right now. I'm working on Norway, Sweden, and Germany right now. Under the last year, we've been to UK. We've just got back from South Africa. And Mike, the reason why I bring that up is I shouldn't be surprised, but I am, of how much interest there is in Bible prophecy. I thought it may be only a US-based thing, but it's actually not. Actually, some of these countries are even more interested in Bible prophecy, if you can believe that. So that just gives you a little snapshot of what's on the horizon.
Pastor Mike Golay joining us today on In Spirit Radio, the Director of Operations for Behold Israel. And Mike has a long legacy in ministry and now working with Behold Israel. Mike, we count it a real privilege to spend some time with you today, and we look forward to having this interview up on our website, and not just that, but having a link so people can find out more about Behold Israel along the way. And we would love to make this a periodic segment on In Spirit Radio, where we could talk to you every few months and get the latest on what you guys are doing.
Yeah, certainly we can look at schedules and, yeah, that, by that all would, means. Yeah.
That would be great. Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. As we close our program, is there anything that we and folks listening today can pray for you and the team there?
Absolutely. I appreciate that that offer. First of all, since we do a lot of traveling, it's shockingly hard on the body. And I don't know if a lot of people out there understand that. I know those of you who are listening that travel a lot are probably nodding your head saying, oh yeah. But fatigue and then perseverance would be the prayer. We need perseverance. Second, we are a team of 14, and a lot of us have type A personalities. And so we really ask for unity, grace. Third, we need to constantly be communicating. And communication is an indication of respect for one another and, you know, proactive thinking. And Mike, if I could just foot pound this last one, our families pay the price when we're doing ministry. We're gone a lot, and they have to take the burden of what we normally do here at home. And so I'm asking all your listeners to consider praying for our wives, our kids. A lot of our team has grandkids, and that there would be a fine, wise balance of genuine love, of spending quality time with them when those days come. Amir just finished a vacation, high quality vacation with his family. I did too. And, you know, those are the things that we have to attend to. And also, you know, with our families, there's a lot of spiritual attack that comes through the families. Incidents, situations, bad choices. And so we have to be, you know, all in on that stuff. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Mike, because you're in full-time ministry.
Well, we will take that to heart, and we will continue to encourage people to lift you up in prayer as you go forward and continue to do what God has called you to do. You know, Pastor Mike, there's nothing better than getting that call from God and following through on that and living out that purpose in our lives. I know you've lived it, and for us at In Spirit Radio, we just think that is probably one of the most awesome, satisfying things that you can do in your service to the Lord.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. It's ministry is not easy, but it has eternal rewards, and to God be the glory that we can smile and say we contributed to the Lord's joy by simply obeying and trusting Him.
Amen. Pastor Mike Gole joining us today on In Spirit Radio, the Director of Operations of Behold Israel. Find out more at their website, beholdisrael.org. I'm Mike Powers. My wife Jeannie says thank you to Pastor Mike for our visit today, and God's richest blessings on your ministry in coming days, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Thank you, Mike and Jeannie.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.